many visits with Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Wolf Children was really huge, right? Like, it was really amazing. And then, like, the
sappiest one ever.
Then the Boy and the Beast was, like, that was also really cool. Barry Face Johnson.
That one was pretty mid, not gonna lie, but it had
no,
Face
fuck
Johnson.
You, you're
oh,
whore.
Get out of here.
The ultimate insult, Tom.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host, Sam the Bomb, and of course with me every week is Nick.
A tale as old as time.
And Danny.
Hey guys.
God dang it!
You're supposed to do this song.
Why?
The song is old as rhyme, Danny! Come on!
I don't remember the lyrics. What do you want from me?
Oh, come on, dog. You're probably going... Why is Nick singing that amazing song from Beauty and the Beast? It's because we're talking about Beauty and the Beast today. Just kidding. Kind of, actually.
We're talking about the knockoff Japanese version.
Mamoru Hosoda's Bell from 2021. This is a really fun, cool movie, and I'm glad we're finally talking about it. Super cool, and it'll make sense to you later. I do suggest, though, that if you haven't seen it, please go watch it before listening, because I think we are just going to spoil, because I just want to talk about the whole thing, because I like it. But, yeah, no, seriously, I thought it was a really cool movie. So we're just going to dive right in, motherfucker. Okay, links.animesummit.net is where you can find all the links. Go to the Discord. Come in there, talk to us. Manga Book Club is very fun. That happens every Sunday. And sometimes it gets moved. You know, everybody kind of votes on like, oh, hey, can we move it back to this day? Or can we move it back an hour? Because, you know, and it's really cool. Everyone is just a nice community there. Everyone who does book club is really fun. And just a chance for you to just dive into some new mango chutney. So also patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today. Give Smokey his wings. He's a fucking cat, dude. That's all you need to know. And, of course... what was I gonna say? Oh, leave us an iTunes review or iTunes Apple Podcast review.
God!
I keep saying iTunes, and then go on Spotify and rate our podcast.
2015.
What is this? 2000. What is it? 2012.
I don't know.
I think it was like 2015. Yeah, you're right. But anyway, Apple Podcast. Go on Spotify. Leave us a good rating too, as well. But that being said, listener question of the week. What do you got, Nick?
What do I have indeed? This is from Snowman. What tip or tips would you give your younger selves when you started your journey as an anime watcher? I think we did an episode on this, or at least like a mini topic one time.
Oh, yeah. That sounds kind of sounds familiar. I don't know. I probably wouldn't. You know what? I would just say.
Run away.
Don't do it.
It's like the clown in fucking Brave Little Toaster's Adventure, whatever the movie is. He's like, run.
Yeah. No, I would probably just tell younger Sam, just like, just watch that shonen. Who cares if everyone's doing the Naruto run? Because like, I think I would have because I definitely love Naruto now, and I back then I was being a hater, like, oh god, Naruto sucks. What is it, like 500 episodes? I'm Sam. Blah, blah, blah. I'm better than everyone because I watched Evangelion and Nadesco, an anime that people haven't seen before. You know, being a hipster about it. But I fucking love Naruto now, and I love shonen now, and I think my life would be a lot funner and easier if I had just accepted that I was a shonen slut back then.
We're all shonen sluts. Every person on the earth.
Not
I know,
me.
But I would just tell you
shonen, Danny.
Some. I'm very particular when it comes to my shonen.
Oh, you didn't like watch My Hero or anything, right?
Nope.
I would just tell younger Sam, yeah, I would just be like, don't stop being a hipster. Don't be a dumb bitch. Just fucking watch it. But yeah, what about you guys?
I would probably tell my younger self, enjoy the ride.
You're going to spend a lot of money.
You're going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, dude.
Invest. Invest.
Start saving now.
Yeah.
You're going to want $800 figures 10 years from now.
Oh, God. Don't buy figures. Buy Nendos. It's cheaper.
Yeah. What about you, Nick? What would you do?
Mine is the Happy Gilmore scene. Not Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison, where he grabs the chubby kid by the face and he's like, cherish it, cherish it. That would be me, but it's like, watch all the good shit right away. I'm not kidding. This is a weird tip, and most people say, you gotta save it. Fuck saving shit. You don't got time. There's no time to save anything. Watch all the good shit right away, because there's you'll never run out. You pretty
you
much
know
won't
what?
Run out.
I would probably tell my younger self to watch like Evangelion, because when I was a kid, I never watched it. I watched it later, like in my 20s.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure. You know. That, but anything. That applies to all shows, or movies, whatever, you know? No such thing as saving it. You don't have time, and by the time you get older, everything is fucking shittier. It just is. You don't enjoy stuff as much when you're older. It's just, that's just the truth.
Yeah, like...
Is that just me?
On those, like, there's so many weekends I can think where I was, like, fucking grounded from doing something stupid. Where I could have watched so many shows. Mm. You know? I would have got into it back then, you know? But, yeah. Hell yeah,
think
dude.
Of all the cranky boomers. That's what we all turn into. You gotta have fun when you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah, dude. Okay, Danny, waifu and his bando. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Waifu
you got?
Is Belle. Real
Belle
name
Delphine.
Is not El Delphine. Suzu. Naito?
Naito.
Not
Naito?
Gonna work here anymore anyway.
And then Husbando is Ryu K. Real person.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude. Freaking cool, dude. This movie's sick. Yeah, Belle, the latest film from Mamoru Hosoda. Ryu Tosobusaku no Hime, which is literally the dragon and the freckled princess, or the Beauty and the Beast, which there's like a huge Beauty and the Beast theme on here that it acts as like it kind of builds the characters in the real world or something. But, you know, by Jean-Marie Le Prince de Beaumont, if you will, from 1756. Le Frenchy novel, French people.
Be our guest.
Made of real gorilla chest.
Have you ever
see my loafers former gophers?
Have you ever heard
anybody else watch The Simpsons?
A French jackhammer before, dude. Because over here they go right, but over in France they go.
That'd be so funny at like 2 a.m. You're hearing that.
Yeah. Anyway,
they'll do that in China though. They'll just do construction shit at like midnight. They don't.
To any of
fuck.
Our French listeners, I'm really sorry. Don't fucking. You can make fun of me all you want. I'm fat and eat a lot of McDonald's. Just kidding. Not really.
Sam is a disgusting fat American, and so am I. So is Danny.
I'm not fat.
The rest of you guys are especially disgusting. I'm a little less disgusting. So I'm kind of half French, if you think about it.
Nick does 23andMe, and it turns out he's like 40-some percent French.
Oh fuck! My God. Fuck! Making fun of my own people? Okay, I'm about anyway. To go protest now, because that's their pastime.
Let's do it, dude. Belle by Mamoru Hosoda. This came out July 15th at the Cannes Film Festival, July 16th in Japan.
What year, Saab?
2021. Sorry.
Okay.
2021. And then it received its world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival. Well received by critics. Very amazing. The protagonist of the story is Suzu, a 17-year-old high school girl living with her father in the rural town of Kochi. Their town is a textbook definition of depopulation in the Japanese countryside. Wounded by the loss of her mother at a young age, Suzu one day discovers the massive online world, You, and dives into its alternate reality as her avatar, Belle. Before long, all of You's eyes are fixed on Belle, when one day the mysterious and infamous dragon-like figure appears before her. So, like, to just, like, elaborate from there, right, she kind of, like, grew up learning music with her mom, or how to play music or make music with her mom, and the beginning of it, she kind of builds her character in this quick flashback where they're at like a river with some people, like a public river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone and then, was like stranded in the middle of the river.
And this, it's like raining, it's really rapid, and so her mom goes and saves the kid at the cost of her life, and she's just never been the same since. She grows distant, she's not very popular, she's kind of invisible. She's not like unpopular, but she's kind of like, she stays hidden on purpose because she doesn't, you know. And then she creates Belle in the virtual world U, where she's like seen by everybody and is really popular and is amazing. And she can sing in there because she can't do it in real life because she's so like, you know, she's anxious. She's, you know, shy.
She has some trauma.
Trauma from what happened. And yeah, and so this beast avatar or whatever, Ryu, they call him the dragon. Ryu means dragon, duh. And he's just like this really hurt being. They're trying to like uncover who his avatar is and who he is in the real world and, you know, ban him and whatever. They think he's ugly. He cheats in the online arena, fighting arena, kind of, whatever. And so she tries to understand him. And it turns out they learn a lot from each other, and it's really fucking cool. And within the world of you, the Beauty and the Beast, like the story of the Beauty and the Beast pretty much gets laid out. Belle, duh, and Ryu, or the dragon, rather, is the beast. And he lives in like a castle in a far-off place in you. And it's really kind of cool. They even do like the fucking ballroom dance and shit. It's so cool.
That was a kind of a weird one. I watched the original to compare them.
I wonder if somebody on YouTube like made an AMV of that scene and then put the song from the Disney movie.
Now you got it, Danny. Jeez.
Beauty and the Beast. Anyway.
Sugoi.
So what is your guys' initial thoughts?
At first, I thought it was definitely very, very similar to Summer Wars because it has like the virtual reality and the avatars. And
also,
everything.
Does the same as the other guy. Who's the other
Makoto
guy?
Makoto Shinkai.
They're like the same person.
No way. Not even. Mm.
No, they make different movies, but all their stuff, all their movies are like the same.
It's
as the
only
rest of the
similar to Digimon. It's only similar to Digimon and Summer Wars. The rest of it is different.
What? Yeah, okay.
I would say, Mamoru definitely, like, out of all the movies that I ever watched from him, Summer Wars and this are very, very are not very, very similar, but they have similar traits between them. I don't feel that way when I watch Wolf Children. I don't feel that way when I watch The Boy and the Beast. Like, I don't
The Boy and the Bear.
They all have Face Johnsons, though. That's the thing.
And Nick is like, what about the Face Johnson?
Is that wrong?
Yeah, he's a furry.
Is that bad?
He's a furry.
It's like Quentin Tarantino likes feet. Hosoda likes furries.
Quentin Tarantino likes feet. He's going to sue us now.
Oh, my God.
No, he does. I'm pretty sure he does.
Slander. I only like feet sometimes.
If he listens to this, I don't think he listens to this.
No, probably not. Probably not. But yeah, no, I get you, Danny. Yeah, because like obviously the backdrop to Summer Wars and Digimon the movie or our war game is an online virtual world. In Digimon, it's just the internet, and that's where the Digimon are fighting.
Yeah.
But like in Summer Wars, it's Oz.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then in this one, it's you. Like.
Yeah. Which, like, the logo looks like the Uber logo. It's like a U. It's like a black U on a white icon. But, like, in U, the thing about this one, and they explain it in the movie, is, like, you don't get to make your avatar. You just make an account, and it makes your avatar for you based on, like, who you are as a person and your
personality. Yeah, it's like your biometric data or some shit. How do they even do that? They probably get all the data from Facebook.
From the government.
The government! Yeah. Actually, this is way worse than any of that because it's like, can't they like dox you from this the U or whatever? That's like the same as now. Never mind.
Pretty much. But like, yeah, the way they like, the I guess one of the things is like, like one of the punishments before they ban you is they unveil you, who to show everyone who you really are, and then they ban you, which is like really fucked up if you think about it, because you're basically doxing the person. Like,
yeah, doxing is dangerous.
you could get super killed. Fucked up. Which, like, they mention in it too. They're like, "There's no cops up in here, dog."
Actually, the most likely thing is you get identity thefted. People just like steal your money and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And that's kind of like when they're building the bad guy Justin, who wants to hunt down the dragon for really no good reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like the head of the.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the cop, right?
Yeah, he's the head of the justice or the justices or whatever. And
he's a face Johnson.
Yeah, he's a dick face Johnson, honestly. Like, cause like he explains to Belle, he's like, "Okay, where were you? Why are you hanging around whoever?" And she's like, "I'm not gonna fucking tell you. I don't give a shit. I don't answer questions. Fuck you." And he's like, "Listen, there's no cops here. We're the cops here. And I can do whatever I want." That's basically what he says.
Yeah.
Because he's like, "There's no law here, so I can do this to you. So fucking tell me where the dragon is." And legit, again, there's literally no legit reason why they want to hunt the dragon. But anyway, the main point of it is like, and it's kind of weird, right? Because it's a 2-hour film. And in the virtual world, the story of the Beauty and the Beast is playing out between Belle and the dragon. And pretty actually super close to the Disney movie, like dead close, or you know, the novel, whatever. But like, that only takes place like within the first hour and like 15 or 20 minutes, and then the rest of it is like outside, right? Because these are real fucking people. Okay? Yeah. And so
there's pretty much like two plots going on in one movie.
Right. And the Beauty and the Beast part is just like a backdrop to build what's happening in the real world. Which is why I thought it was really cool, because it was like there was a reason why the dragon was doing what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
The person behind the dragon is obviously super fucking hurt. And here's Belle, who's also really hurt. And they fall in love, not in a romantic way, but in a way where it's like, wow, I think we need each other and I want to help you, you know? And it was just really fucking cool.
That's lame. You know? It should have been romantic. Just like the Beauty and the Beast.
Well, it was okay. Well, here's
at first, honestly, you know, I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was her friend, right?
I thought they weren't friends until they met each other.
No, the guy who kept asking if she was okay or whatever.
Oh,
Nick is saying.
I thought
saying,
the Beast was him for a second.
Yeah,
oh,
early
Shinobu.
On, and then I'm like,
oh,
well,
yeah,
no, it's not
yeah.
him. But yeah,
I think I definitely had.
It's just like a random person.
I was like trying to figure out like who Ryu was and everything like that, and I definitely thought it was Shinobu too. But
yeah, the
I
guy
don't know,
that
the more
that,
yeah the love
the
interest
friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Shinobu a unisex name? Because that's always a female name.
That's his,
that
last,
his last
name.
Oh, okay. That's confusing
yeah.
as hell.
His family name, yeah.
Are we going to call them their first names or not? No, last names.
I mean, you're the one who's mad. I don't know.
How is it a first name and a last name?
Oh, never mind. That is his first name. Never mind.
It must be a
never
unisex
mind.
Name. All right.
Must be unisex.
It's
my
like
name
Jordan
is actually my name
Alex
is actually a genderless name too, by the way, which I did not know until a couple years ago. But yeah, anyway... Yeah, no, I get. I thought that too, because I thought, oh, this, it's Mamoru Hosoda. It's a little predictable,
right? Right.
You know, it's probably him, and he's trying to do something. Maybe he's got some kind of thing, and she's supposed to save him. But yeah, it wasn't that at all, and
yeah,
it was really cool. But like,
I actually liked that more, like
the way it happened. You mean
the way it happened? Yeah, I really did like that way rather than, you know, Suzu and whoever was Ryu met in the real world and fell in love kind of like that, which it didn't end up happening like that.
Yeah.
So
because it was more like they needed each other, just, you know, because they just did. And that was really cool about it. It was kind of there to build the or do the climax of Suzu's story, which is the movie, right? I mean, and she kind of realizes, because like in the beginning, right, they talk about how, why did her mom selfishly save some kid she didn't even know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And abandon
yeah.
her child, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's kind of questioning, why am I doing this for somebody I don't really know? It's just someone right. over the internet. And then,
well, she even like was texting her dad like when she was on the train and stuff. You know, she was telling him, you know, I'm doing something, you know, pretty rash here, so I won't be home, this and that and the third. And, you know, her dad was all like, are you okay? And the more that, like, you start, you know, you're reading their messages between one another, you know, in the end, her dad ended up saying, you know, you are who you are because your mother was the one who raised you that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that actually kind of like made me choke up a little bit.
I definitely, yeah. There's like four major songs that happen in the movie. There's the beginning one, which is like you don't really hear the whole thing. Then there's the one where it's like, because like the first 30 minutes of the movie is like showing how she became Belle and then like, you know, in kind of a montage-y way. And then you hear that first song when she first logs in. And then there's the song in the castle that nobody else hears but her and the dragon and the dragon's little brother. Then there's the song at the end that she sings unveiled or whatever as her.
Yeah. What was her first song? Was that like a village song or something? Like where did she
get
that?
Yeah, it was like she was just coming in on the fucking whale face Johnson. And yeah, it was just kind of like a dance, move your feet around, hop to the beat, sha-na-na-na-na kind of thing. But like, yeah, I don't think it was anything significant. It was just cause they didn't play the whole thing, you know, it was just like whatever, but.
Which you can listen to the soundtrack on Spotify. Oh,
I'm rewatching it at 2x speed right now, and I just noticed they have a teapot who looks like the teapot from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, oh, there's really? Like
a very short scene.
Well, there's like some little like avatars in the castle that kind of resemble, you know, the characters.
The servants in the beginning.
Yeah, like the servants and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Lumiere, Miss Potts, Cogsworth. Yeah, dude. And the music, by the way, was really fucking cool.
It was actually pretty good pop music.
Yeah, it was composed.
Wow, Nick actually liking a music.
The beeps and the boops hit just right.
The beeps and the boops hit just right. The guy who composed the music, or some of the music, was Ludwig Forssell. And he did a lot of music for, like, the Metal Gear games and Death Stranding and Horizon Zero Dawn and some other stuff. And then he worked with Taisei Iwasaki, who did stuff for Blockade Battlefront, Dragon Pilot.
BBB was good.
BBB, yeah. And... yeah, then there was also...
Yeah, because without the music, this movie wouldn't be as good. Because that was a big part of it. She was a pop singer, so...
Right, that was, like, her thing, right? She wanted to be a musician, you know, because her and her mom, that's what they did together.
Anyway. I like that it didn't sound too similar to a lot of, like, anime pop songs, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably somewhat similar to other stuff, but it was refreshing enough
right.
as far as anime goes.
I wouldn't mind
listening to it on its own.
I've put a few clips in here, so if you've heard some of them already, you know. But like, yeah, it's I really like it. I want to go back and add them to my YouTube playlist. Like, I really like the songs in here. Like, especially the castle one, the one that she sings in the castle to him, and they sing in they dance in the ballroom, and oh my god. And like, and I might be really biased, right? Because Beauty and the Beast is one of my favorite Disney movies ever.
The golden age of Disney.
And I actually do like the live action Emma Watson one as well. Like I love Beauty and the Beast so much that it just is like I might have a biased opinion on this when it's all said and done. But that being said, I'm also biased
for liking the Beauty and the Beast.
I also have a bias towards Mamoru Hosoda movies.
And yeah, he's like, is he your favorite director? I feel
no,
like he is because
probably
all the face Johnsons.
Probably not. I mean, they're
just for movies. Just for movies. He's my favorite director for movies.
Yeah, like, I mean, this was a breath of, this was amazing, right? Because I'm also might have had like low expectations because Mirai wasn't that good, you know. Like, it was just kind of
weird. Yeah. Like, people really like his movies or really don't. Like, you get crazy mixed reviews.
Sure.
Mirai
sure.
was definitely hit,
some
like,
people really liked that one. Some people really didn't.
A weak one for me, in my opinion. I feel like Mirai was a little bit lackluster.
Yeah.
I feel like it was definitely missing that like pizzazz that Mamoru usually does. Like after
well, that was
you know,
with the
after,
little kids.
Yeah. Yeah. With the little brother and his sister visits. Yeah. It's the little boy and then his little sister visits from the future and. Yeah. Or whatever. And then he visits his grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Wolf Children was really huge, right? Like, it was really amazing. And then, like,
Boy
and
the
Beast.
That was, like, the sappiest one ever.
Then the Boy and the Beast was, like, that was also really cool. Very Face Johnson.
That one was pretty mid, not going to lie, but it had
no,
Face
Johnson. No, fuck you, you're
oh,
a whore.
Get out of here.
The ultimate insult, Sam.
No, you're you know what's mid? Your ass. How about that?
All right.
Literally, the Boy and the Beast for sure definitely like has a special place in my heart because I actually watched that on my birthday.
So good.
So.
Kumatetsu dancing around.
Yeah, I was able to watch that like in theater too.
Oh, lucky! Yeah, it's so good.
So I was the one who recommended you guys to watch it.
Oh
back
no!
In
I
the
was.
Day.
I was. I watched it before you recommended it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I watched.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I did because I remember Nick and Koka and everyone got mad at me for watching it. They're like, "Well, you already saw it." I was like, "Yeah," and they're like, "Oh," because I was like waiting for it because it was Bareface Johnson.
Yeah.
But then like then he did Mirai and then it was just kind of like, like you know what I mean? It was just like, so like this was, in my opinion, really good.
This is
like,
better than those two, I think.
I think I might.
This one is a little bit messy too, but it, you know, I think it was better than those two. Probably.
I think I like it a little more than maybe a little more than the Boy and the Beast. Maybe a tad more, just a tad more. But like,
well, the Boy and the Beast was like more fun action stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little more like it was a little more coming of age. Well, I mean, this is kind of too, I guess. But like that
well,
one was a little more like. Yeah, that was a little more like. I don't know. I didn't like the
it
way
definitely,
it ended.
I mean, the Boy and the Beast was more kind of. Like shonen-esque.
Yeah, it was kind of more for younger. Yeah.
And I mean, how I see it, I see the Boy and the Beast more like I feel like a lot of people are meh about it, like how people were a little meh when Miyazaki did Ponyo.
Oh, sure.
Like that's where I see like the level of
I think Ponyo is better than Boy and the Beast.
All right, calm down, Nick. We get it. You hate the Boy and the Beast, you bitch.
Ponyo is pretty decent.
You just hate Face Johnsons. Just say you hate Face Johnsons.
I tolerate them.
Fucking Nick, I'll allow it.
only if it's the cats in our Discord.
Yeah, Tika and Tia. And
no, who's the new one?
Oh, one Fruit's new baby? Keeps,
no. The other one, I forget the was it Lex who posts their cat? Anyway, it's like a little black cat with white paws.
Oh, yeah.
That's my new favorite one. Dibs.
It's my new favorite, Dibs. yeah,
just
dude.
Mittens.
Yeah, But no, I'm with you, Danny. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. And, you know, he had 2 years, you know, 2-3 years for, I mean, the Bell was kind of like, I think it was, obviously it was one of those ones I think was supposed to come out earlier. But maybe the pandemic, Lovato, fucked it up. But, like, while Studio Cheesy worked on the project, they had help from veteran Disney animator and character designer Jin Kim and Michael Camacho on the design of Belle and Studio Cartoon Saloon for the background work of The World of You, which I think is pretty cool. That's a little production note. Hosoda initially intended for Belle to be a musical, but considered the idea difficult due to Japan not having a culture of making musicals. However, he still wanted music to be central to the film, so he searched for a protagonist that could sing. He stated that he preferred the same person doing both speaking and singing voices to make it convincing, and that's when he landed on Kaho Nakamura for Suzu, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
pretty cool. So,
yeah, Japan needs to make more musicals. What are they doing?
You know, it's really funny.
You need some more cheese.
I used to love musicals, and now I can't stand them. I don't know why, but like, it's
they're campy.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like. Like something like Nana is kind of like maybe a musical, quote unquote, for anime. Like anything that I feel revolves around like music and them singing.
Maybe that's peak musical for them.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's not like they literally just break out into song, kind of like if they're having a conversation or something like
if
that.
More
like
people
typical
join
musicals
in, the song
are...
will get better.
Yeah.
People join in, the song will get better.
Like...
Yeah. It's really funny because, like, yeah, like musicals, like this one had, like I said, it had like 3-4 major songs in it that were a part of what was happening in the story, but the lyrics weren't like. Like, as I sit here with Nick and Danny.
Yeah, it wasn't
talking
every 5 minutes.
In the mic, looking at my phone to check the time.
Oh, God.
And that's when I see a text from Shooty insulting Smokey for the 50th time.
This
you
turning into Rent.
Bitch.
Who's the guy who did Oklahoma?
Oklahoma? That was, I don't even fucking know.
Oh,
remember
Hammerstein, right? Hammerstein.
Hammerstein.
He did a bunch of them.
Yeah, our high school did it.
Rodgers and Hammerstein? There we go.
It was okay. It was okay. Our high school
I watched the Hugh Jackman one a while back.
All like I remember about ago. Our high school musicals is that one of the theater kids, Alex, I'll just say Alex R is your name. If you're listening to this, fuck you. You treated me like shit. And I hope you stub your toe every morning. And don't listen to my podcast. Turn it off. Anyway.
You're not allowed.
Yeah. Fuck that guy, dude. Anyway. No, like, and that's what was cool about Belle was because, like, obviously he wanted it to be somewhat of a musical, but didn't, like, put songs in there that were like that. And there was only, like, 3 or 4 of them that were, like, you know. And I think it was just enough.
Baby
it was
steps.
Just fine.
Baby steps.
Well, it was definitely, I mean...
It's hard to write musicals. You have to write fucking music for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
Also, I mean, there were parts where I feel like it was a better fit this way versus like him trying to make a musical.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because Suzu, you know, she's a songwriter, so there were those little tidbits where she was trying to find, you know, her lyrics.
Voice.
Yeah, and her voice to sing to Ryu to show, and like Tomo and Kei, like to prove to them that, like, that was her kind of thing. And, you know, that love song so that, like, Ryu in the Avatar world can, like, open up to Belle a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It was just enough, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was,
yeah.
It worked really well, and I really like those songs, you know? So, Nick, did you have any other thoughts? Me and Danny were kind of talking a lot. I know that you hate Face Johnsons, obviously.
Yeah,
bitch,
they're disgusting.
You know, you don't have to be a bitch.
They don't have souls. They're not human.
Bitch about it. Fucking asshole.
I'm just kidding.
Face Johnsons.
I just have I liked the movie, you know, it was a little messy at times because like it's in a bunch of acts. Like the main thing for me is like the boy at the end who she has to save. He like wasn't really in the movie and she's kind of just saving like a random boy, but maybe that's kind of the point of the movie, I guess, like to help somebody else. But like that was kind of one of my main complaints. The other thing is, like, and this is a minor one. It's like, why does what kind of person abandons their kid to save another random person in a very dangerous situation where you probably won't survive? The people on the internet were right. Like, why did her mom do that? That was stupid.
I don't know, man.
I know you're trying to be nice
well,
and, like, selfless, but you're not being selfless. You're fucking abandoning your own kid.
I feel like in that kind of situation, like, literally everyone was just standing there.
Yeah, get somebody who doesn't have a kid to do
it. No one...
Get me to do it. If I die, who cares?
But how do you know if any of those people could be a good swimmer?
Well,
I'm
she wasn't
sure,
good, she wasn't
sure
a good enough
Suzu's
swimmer, that's for
mom
sure.
mom was a better swimmer than anyone
you can't,
else.
It doesn't
out
matter.
There.
Even if you're a strong swimmer, you can't beat like a raging river. You're just going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, so that was so.
Anyway, that's a nitpick. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What else before I respond to
you? Let's see. Shoot. What was the other one?
You're not going to talk about their between the 3D animation and the 2D animation?
Oh, yeah. Cyberspace area. It looked kind of funky. It was the only issue I had with that was like the look of it was a little bit. It was like Tron or whatever. It was too. I don't know. It there's too many like
janky
particle effects going around and everywhere. I get that they were trying to make it look cool. And actually, I did like the moment where she had her like bubble stage where she was like in a giant sphere and everybody could see her.
Mm.
Sure.
I actually kind of liked that as like a stage. Because you can't do that in real life. You can't be like floating in a sphere. That'd be a dope ass stadium though. But yeah, like the chat bubbles and stuff. It was just like it was very busy. There's like a lot of little tiny things happening, and I feel like they've done it better in some other shows. But I mean, that's kind of a design nitpick.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll think of some. I thought of another one, but I forgot the. Oh, the last one. So she gets like 23 million views in like a day. How does that happen?
Well, because like her everyone first around the song, whole world.
23 million in a day. What did she fucking like? You don't get that many views unless you do crazy shit. She just sang a song.
Yeah. All right,
that's my last nitpick. If it was like 2 million, I believe it. Maybe 23 million in like a month. I believe that. They kind of fast-tracked her fame. So I get it. It's a movie. They got to fast-track it. But, you know, maybe they could have done, like, one more step.
Yeah, no, I get you. So
those are nitpicks, though. Yeah.
So to your points earlier about the mom and whatever and the kid. So, like, in Japanese culture, the elder people and the adults, at least from what I understand. So, like, one example is that the earthquake that happened a while ago.
Oh, yeah, the 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that your name was based off of.
Yeah, so when that happened, when all that radiation was going on, it was a lot of the elder people doing the cleanup, and a lot of the reasoning was because we've already lived our lives and we don't need young people who have more life to live to, like,
yeah, we would not do that in the West. We're fucking assholes.
I know. So that that's kind of the culture there, so that might have been part of it. The other part of it was yeah, the kid was kind of random, but like the way it worked out was kind of like it was to kind of build her, because like I said, the Beauty and the Beast part is not the main part of it.
No, this is not even close to the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, and so
this is like the Count of Monte Cristo comparison. It's like totally different, but it's kind of similar.
And so alluding to what me and Danny were talking about earlier was like he was there for her to save because she felt the need to, and she didn't really know why until she did. Which was like, you just do it because you can and you care for other people. And she kind of like suddenly realized and understood, wow, that's probably why my mom fucking did that, right? And
it played into the end where she saved the kid.
It
like,
played into
I get
her
that.
Character, yeah.
But so, I'm just saying, like, logically, that would not happen. You wouldn't abandon your own kid to try to save another kid where you're probably not going to make it.
Maybe.
I would understand if she did not have a kid, I could understand it. But if you have a kid, you're not going to fucking leave them.
I'm not a parent, so I can't understand.
That's ridiculous.
You know?
Anybody who's a parent would agree with me. That's fucking insane.
I don't know. I don't think you should. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Maybe if it's saving
a
school bus full of kids, if it's a lot of them.
I'm not a parent, so I can't really speak for that. But however,
I get it. That's like the theme of the movie, though.
Literally feel like that a child is in need for help, I'm going to help them, you know, regardless of whether I have a child or not. And
no, that's my whole point.
If that takes
that's my
a
whole
risk
point.
Of my life, then so be it. But I
all
don't.
All right. Well,
believe
you just kind of ruined your own kid's life then.
I know. I still
it's like
don't.
Equivalent
so then,
exchange.
Why do firefighters risk their lives going into fires to save people?
They get paid for it, and plus
they also have families.
Equipment, and they do it in a
She wore a life jacket. She only had one.
Well, so anyway. So okay, so firefighters they choose that position, right? But like as in this,
that's totally different situation. They don't go into a building that's about to collapse, like.
And this is like, you know, her mom made a split decision, but
yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is too.
I
is
get
like,
that plays into the end of it though. Like that's the whole point of like
yeah,
her
yeah,
saving
yeah,
the boy
yeah.
at the end.
Yeah, you get it. But like that's another reason why I thought it was cool too is because like, you know, it was funny. Like I was because I for some reason I have to shower before I record because I don't like being gross before I record. I don't know why. I was in the shower where I do a lot of my slut thinking, where I'm being a slut and thinking, and I was like, man, it was really cool how. That happened, and then I realized in the beginning when they were first you first see the dragon, and they were like, "Oh, who is that?" It's like, "Oh, it's some guy in the fighting arena, and he fights dirty, and he's a jackass, right?" And they're trying to track down who he is. Suzu and her friend. Suzu and her friend are trying to track down who it is, and there's only three people who have beaten him, and one person says, "Oh, he threw the match." Another person says, "He was distracted." And then another avatar doesn't say anything and just logs off. And it turns out that avatar is his little brother who he's trying to protect.
Yeah.
So, like, it kind of makes you imagine, like, oh, he probably fought his brother in the fighting arena and let him win just to make his day and be a hero to him and make him feel happy for once because their dad was an abusive fuck. And then it kind of makes you sad because it's, like, through the match. He probably threw the match because something happened and he had to log off real quick before his dad caught him. And then the other match where she said, oh, he was distracted, his dad probably walked in on him on the thing and then, like, turned off the computer
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
and it's just, like, it's fucked up, you know? But, like, yeah, it was really cool. I don't know. I really like that. But I get what you mean, though. I get what you mean, yeah. But, yeah, dude. The animation, though, to Nick's other point, Hiroyuki Aoyama did the real world parts, and of course he's worked with Hosoda on all the other stuff he's done, and plus key animation for Gunbuster and Diebuster.
We forgot to mention The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. That might be his most famous movie. Or
yeah, that's one of them.
One of them.
That's a great one. Yeah, and Madhouse. Yeah, because this was Studio Chizu, which is Hosoda's whatever. But like, yeah, and then Takaaki Yamashita did the stuff in You, the You world, which was really cool. And we all know Yamashita. He's a badass. He's done all the Digimon movies, key animation for Diaboramon Strikes Back, Full Metal Alchemist the movie, and a bunch of stuff. So Yamashita's great. He also did that one with the kitties, with the cat faces. What's the one with the cat faces?
Which one?
Anyone know?
Oh, the
Midnight Train one or whatever that is.
Oh shit! I know what you mean. What, the Galaxy Express?
Oh no, Catnapped. Catnapped. Sorry.
Okay.
I was thinking
cat
of the one,
soup?
the Midnight Railroad or something or whatever that was with the cat faces.
Oh yeah, anyway. Yeah. Something railroad. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Sorry, but I was thinking of Catnapped, but that's also cat faces. But yeah, you know Yamashita and Face Johnson.
Night in the Galactic Railroad.
No, that's what it's called. Thank you. Yeah. Speaking of which,
Ginga
though,
wait, that was 1985.
I mean, Yamashita's been around for a minute, dude.
Oh, I thought you meant Hosoda. I was like, okay, gotcha.
No, Yamashita. Yeah, Yamashita also did Interstellar 555555555 key animation and Galaxy Express movie key animation.
He did a lot of key animation for a lot of
things. Yamashita's great. I really love Yamashita. I want to see if I can get any cells from anything he's done, put it on my wall. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Yamashita is great. Aoyama's great. People that Hosoda works with all the time. So very cool. But yeah, I don't know. I thought the 3D animation was decent. It kind of, I didn't think it was bad at all. Honestly, it kind of, the way they did it, very much reminiscent of the way that Arc System did Dragon Ball FighterZ and Guilty Gear, the Guilty Gear games, the last two Guilty Gear games. I very much like that. Maybe not as smooth, obviously. It didn't move as smooth as that because, like, they're using Unreal Engine with 3D modeling and shit, and it's for a video game. But, like, so different medium. But the outline stayed the same as they moved, you know, kind of cel-shaded a little bit, and it was very nice. It was very pleasant. You could very much tell it wasn't just CG anime, you know what I mean? You could tell, but like you couldn't tell it was like the, you know, the toopy poopy kind. You know, it was very very nice. It was fine. You know what I mean? So, and I get why they did it, obviously, to differentiate, like, the online world to the whatever. Yeah. But it was cool when Dragon was beating the shit out of all the fucking cops. That was cool. He was like, what are you, a bitch? I also noticed that, too, when Dragon grabbed the fucking steel girder thingy. It's the same kind of steel girder that is in, that are floating all around behind Diaboromon in the Digimon movie. So I thought that was funny. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but like, those are the exact, it was like the exact same thing. It was very funny. But yeah, what do you guys think of the, do you guys feel the same about the CG? Do you think it was bad?
I mean, there were points where...
For a movie, I thought it could have been better, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Especially with, like I know the avatars were supposed to be CG. I don't know. I mean, it was okay. It just... I feel like it could have been a little bit better, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm picking
Danny,
for
what were
CG.
You saying?
I mean, there were some points. Like, I feel like in the beginning, it was a little wonky for me a little bit, but I think that was just because I needed to get used to it a little bit. Especially like with the backing going between the U world and the real world, I my eyes kind of like adjusted from going back and forth in between worlds and stuff like that. I mean, it was kind of similar to like how Summer Wars is like with Oz and the real world and stuff. So.
Well, in Summer Wars, that was all 2D, which
I think really?
I would have liked. Hmm. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but like
2D is always
like,
better.
I
always.
Mean, I felt like at least in Summer Wars, I felt like the what was that?
Well, the avatars were 2D. The rest of it was probably
the big cat thing, like where people would go in to Oz. I guess like the Oz Sanctuary
that was,
kind of thing.
That was CG. That was CG.
Yeah, really. That looked and the whales. I feel like they're CG too, so.
Yeah, but the avatars were 2D, yeah. Shout out to my cousin Mario. He cosplayed King Cosmo. That was sick.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to see that.
I'll ask him if I can share the picture. Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, you know, I get you. I thought the transition wasn't bad for me. I thought it worked well.
Yeah.
But...
It wasn't bad, you know. I think it's definitely... a lot more enjoyable that way than other 3D shows that would use that.
Right. And I think, cause I don't know if Mamoru Hosoda has done like a film that used this much CG before or at all, rather. Right. I think this is the first time he's done it.
Yeah.
I
think so. Yeah.
Cause he had two different animation directors, you know, Yamashita did the 3D and then Aoyama.
Well, I think most anime uses some CG, but, they try to hide it.
I know they use the 3D models, you know, to draw over it. But
they use like technology. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Like actually, the original Beauty and the Beast used CG.
Yeah, it was like the first one to do it, right?
Yeah, one of the first like big movies. Anyway, it existed before that, but yeah.
If we're gonna talk about one of the first Disney movies that used CG that was really awesome, Rescuers Down Under, the opening scene.
Down Under.
10 out of fucking 10,
oh
dude.
My
I
need
cry.
To rewatch that one.
Dude, I cry every fucking time when he frees Marahuti the eagle and then they fly around. I cry every time. I'm actually going to cry talking about it right now. So we got to like move on before I start crying. But like yeah, like so amazing. God, I'm going to watch a movie. Fuck. Shit. Watch a fucking movie again. Wait, is it on Disney Plus? Let's go on Disney Plus real quick.
Anyway, probably on Disney Plus most likely.
Yeah, I mean also Face Johnson's cuz like you know little mice. Fucking Zsa Zsa Gabor and Bianca's best mouse. Mickey Mouse, dude. Mickey Mouse is a joke. It's all about Bianca. Anyway, overall though, I'm thinking I like this one a lot, and I do think Hosoda's next film, if he is doing another one right now, I don't know. It you know I don't know if he's gonna
Summer Wars 2.
I think he might top this one, I think. I don't know, because I think I can see why a lot of people might not enjoy this one as much as his earlier ones, maybe. But, you know, I happen to like it more than I thought I was going to, for sure. So I don't know.
Same.
What do you guys think?
There's a few good scenes.
I'll agree with you on that. Yeah. I wasn't sure on what I was going to be expecting with this movie, but then in the end, like as I was watching it and stuff, I really started to enjoy it. And like I said earlier, there were some parts that I kind of like choked up a little bit, especially when it was between Suzu realizing, you know, that her mom did a good thing kind of thing, and then like she bonded way more with her dad in the end when she decided to go save the two brothers.
Yeah, that's actually kind of one of my complaints, because like the mom and the dad in this movie were barely in it, and I feel like they could have done more to build up those characters, you know what I mean, rather than be like an abstract thing like, oh, everyone has a mom and a dad, you know, of course you're going to care about them, but at the same time, like, still put them more in the story, you know.
Yeah, it would have been nice maybe to see.
I don't know how they would have done it, but
well, no, you know, I get what you mean, because like it would have been nice to see, like, because like the she's distant from her dad most of the movie because of her what's going on with her.
Yeah, so, her mom's like not even in the movie pretty much.
Yeah, that I kind of get it, and her mom has passed away. Obviously,
I mean, this would almost be better as a TV show.
But it would have been better if maybe there was. Right, and maybe it would have been better if they inserted a few more flashbacks of moments where her and her mom really had like a connection with music, or maybe
she
says something.
Flashbacks have such a hard time like connecting to characters, though. You really have to do that like perfectly for like flashbacks to work, especially if you like you've never like really seen the character that much. I don't know. It's hard to do that.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Sometimes flashbacks get annoying too. But like,
I mean, it can work if you do it right, but you know, I couldn't tell you how to do it right, but yeah.
But I get what you mean though. Like, it would have been nice, like maybe there was another flashback where she says something to her, maybe some profound quote about music, or like, oh, hey, like music, you know, when you're writing it, it comes from here and you could do this and do that. And maybe it would have helped build that music thing in her a little more, you know, because you barely see her write too, actually, which you kind of wish she would have done more of, which I know that that's also, there's like a lot of
moving
parts.
It's weird
because
like,
yeah,
there's a lot going on. It's a 2-hour movie, so like it has a bunch of time, but it's still not enough time because like it seems like they wanted to jam a lot of things here.
Sure.
You had like her school life, like her friends and her crushes, and like the music, and then the boys getting beat up by the dad. The whole you itself like wasn't like super explored. It was just kind of like there.
It's meta. It was like meta.
Yeah.
The metaverse.
Which, I mean, you don't have to like fully detail everything. It's probably better if you don't, but it just seemed like they were trying to do a lot. So I really did like the scene. Probably my favorite one is where she gets like doxxed, and like they see her true form, and she has to do the concert as herself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that song too.
That
was like,
good. Yeah. I enjoyed that song. Yeah.
I'm crying, baby.
They had the CG characters in it, though. But aside from that, it was good. CG characters take me out.
Also, Peggy Sue, the other like popular singer before Belle showed up. Peggy Sue.
Oh, dude, Whaleface Johnson's on my screen right now.
Peggy Sue looked like fucking Ember from Danny Phantom.
Oh,
like,
my
who
gosh.
Who else thought that? Like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Ember, dude.
Now that you said that, right?
Who's Peggy Sue?
She was like the turquoise-haired other like idol singer that was popular before Belle.
Oh, she must have been in it for like a second, because I don't remember her at all.
Yeah, she was like jealous of her at first, and then by the end of it,
how do you know these names? The character was in it for like 10 seconds.
All
right,
because I remember all the names, unlike other people on this buttcast right now.
I don't. The names are like street lamps. I just drive past them. Okay, I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
This is why
Nick and Danny don't record all in one studio. Because if we did, we'd be watching anime, and I'd be like, turn around, and be like, Nick, what's the name of that character again on the screen? He just.
I don't know
couch.
Names.
He'd just be on the couch and be like, I don't know names. I don't give a fuck.
Be like, dude, shut up. I'm trying to finish.
Dude, Nick, what was the name of that Gunpla kit I wanted to buy? Dude, I don't know names of Gundams. I don't give a fuck.
Gundam Face Johnson.
He's like, I'm eating brown foods right now. Shut up, dude. I'm watching this at Toontown.
Brown foods are the best foods, okay?
He's eating pretzels. He's like, I'm eating pretzels right now. I don't know. Gunpla, I don't give a fuck.
Try going on a non-brown food diet. Have fun with that, okay? You're going to freaking die.
Do you know what foods are, which foods are dick-shaped? Yeah, the best kind.
The best kind. Shout out to Superbad.
That movie's still funny. Yeah, dude. No, overall, though. You know what? Fuck it.
Let's 11 it out of 10.
Let's give it a score.
Before we do that, what would your avatar in the U look like? What would it be?
Mine would look like a fat, lazy bear.
I was hoping you'd say that.
All right. A long, black, just dress that drags behind me, and I keep falling over because I keep stepping on it like a dummy.
Would you be like a colorful bear or just like a regular-looking bear? Like, you know, what kind of bear? White bear, like a black bear, a brown bear?
Just like a brown grizzly bear. Maybe have
brown
a little
blue grizzly bear.
Maybe have a little, little. Maybe like I'm like a sun bear with a little light spot on my chest. Little light brown.
Okay, Care Bear.
A bear face. Yo, I would absolutely be like a fucking Care Bear.
You'd be like a teddy bear.
Except my symbol would be a knife.
A knife.
It'd be a Game Boy or a knife. Be like, dude, that's fucking.
Dude,
that's
you'd be
fucking
like you'd be like Gleipnir. You'd just look like that.
It's like, dude, that's Stab Bear. Don't talk to Stab Bear. Yeah, she doesn't. When she's playing Game Boy, just leave her alone. She's looking down right now at her screen. Just everyone, shut up. Just cut you.
I just like, finally trying... got her to calm down. Don't go near her.
I gave her a 3DS. So she's gonna be fine for 2 hours. Just leave her alone.
That's how I raise kids.
What would yours be, Nick?
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
Nick is a bucket, but like Rayman, so he just has the glove hands but no arms, and it's a bucket.
Oh yeah.
And he'll grab things with the hands and put them in like his head, like because he's a bucket, you know. He'll put it in the bucket.
I'm collecting my thoughts, and I like put shit in my bucket.
That's how he downloads files. He's like, oh I like that, dude. And he just grabs it. And boop. Puts it in his head.
Makes like a little sound.
Dude, what is that bucket over there doing? He's torrenting.
He's torrenting.
Oh, it just looks like he's stealing stuff. No, that's how he downloads. That's how he downloads stuff.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He's collecting.
He Nick is just
I don't
like
steal,
uploading.
I collect.
Nick is uploading just every anime and manga for free everywhere.
And then he's reading and watching at 2-4 times speed.
How does he process all that?
He doesn't
know, man.
But he tries.
Legend has it that that's actually slow to him.
I like open my eyes. I know Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu. Danny, what would your you avatar be?
Probably like maybe this witchy, gothy, magical girl.
You'd be like those... candy cane leg girls that Sen always posts in the Discord. I forgot.
Candy cane leg.
They look like they got candy canes for legs.
Okay.
It's like Doremi, but different. Yeah.
Probably like something like Peggy Sue, probably, because Peggy Sue
probably
wore like that black leather jacket, something bikerish, but like very magically kind of.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, I would just be fucking...
A bear.
Hibernating. Just a bear. Bear facing it.
I would definitely be an inanimate object.
It'd be funny if Nick logged in for the first time, and it turns out he's a stapler. He's like, oh, I wanted to be a bucket.
Rob Schneider is a stapler. You'll soon find out it's not all it's cooked up to be.
Dude, okay, fuck it. Let's score it. What do you guys got? What are you guys thinking?
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. What about you, Nick?
Oh, we're just gonna give it a number. Oh, Sugar Sugar Rune. That was the one I was thinking of. All right. Okay, this one, like all hosts of the films, 6 out of 10.
Damn.
I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Racist.
I just felt like it was a teensy bit messy. They had a little too many ideas going on. Also, at the very end, I didn't mention the dad who was beating up the kids. He suddenly restrains himself from hitting the girl again. I mean, he kind of hits her once, but then
he's a bully. He's a bully, man. Stands up to bullies. They don't do shit.
The thing is, like, who the fuck were those kids, and who was that dad? It was just kind of random people, I guess.
What are you talking about? Those kids and that dad were the same people that Shuzu and her friend were searching on the internet because they were trying to find.
Yeah, I know that, but they were random people.
The dragon was. They weren't random people.
At the end of the day, they were just random people.
But
nah, kind of.
They weren't, though.
They weren't her friends, and therefore they weren't real.
So.
All right.
That's how you make friends, though. I don't understand. I don't understand your logic, Danny, dude. I don't understand.
Friends aren't real.
I don't know. Sam, what's your rating?
Yeah, you don't understand, Danny.
I don't get.
Right.
I don't get Nick's logic right now.
6 out of 10. Also, the CG was a little janky sometimes, and I feel like the U could have looked a little bit better. It was a little too colorful.
Got
to drab it down a little bit. Add some beige.
I really liked it. add some. That's Nick's fucking like soul color. It's beige. I really enjoyed it. I really liked it a lot. I probably stick it. And I got to move my analyst. I got to update my analyst number one. But like looking at my analyst and kind of looking where I put other Hosoda movies, which I'm now thinking I got to change them around a little bit.
Oh, right, we should rank this for the Hosoda movies.
I would give it an 8 out of 10. If I were to rank it with the other ones, starting with.
Maybe give your top five or whatever. You don't have to get every single one.
Okay, top five. Yeah, top five. Number one.
How many has he made? He hasn't made a million of them, has he?
Well, so he did Girl Who Threw Time and Summer Wars at Madhouse, and then he did Wolf Children, Boy and the Beast, Mirai and Bao, and Studio Chizu.
Okay. I can give a ballpark idea for some.
And then he did the Digimon movies and Gegege no Katara movies with Toei, obviously, because they own the rights to that shit. So
I'm just gonna sort by mal score. That's my ratings. That's my ranks.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely do Wolf Children, and then probably Boy and the Beast and Belle are tied, and then Summer Wars, and then Girl Who Leapt Through Time, and then Mirai Dead Last or something. I don't know. It's really tough because like I like all of them pretty close to each other, not exactly the same, but close to each other. And then Mirai is pretty low, but yeah. That's how I would do it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Because Mirai is facing against some stiff competition. So,
yeah.
I mostly agree with that. I would put Boy and the Beast lower. I would put it at like third or fourth, probably.
Sure.
I'd go probably Wolf Children, then Girl Who Leapt Through Time. I haven't seen Summer Wars. I saw the Digimon one. Didn't you show me the Digimon one?
Our war game.
We watched that, right?
Did you?
Oh
watch
yeah, yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. We watched that. We totally watched that for the pod.
I don't know if we did.
We did. We definitely did. I have it as completed on my list. Anyway, that and Summer Wars, I'd put tied because it's the same movie. I haven't seen Summer Wars. But yeah, I agree mostly. So yeah, Mirai probably at the bottom, but yeah, it's okay.
I would put Digimon up there too. Because I love Digimon, you know, but I didn't know it was a Hosoda thing till way later, obviously.
Oh, and Belle, I would put Belle probably just above Boy and the Beast for me, but I'd have to rewatch it just to be sure. But
sure, what about you,
Danny? You are rewatching it.
No, I have to rewatch Boy and the Beast. You want to record for another hour, Danny? I'll 2x speed it.
What about you, Danny? Well, how would you rank them real quick?
probably be Some Wars first, Wolf Children, Belle, Boy and the Beast, Girl Who Left Through Time, and Mirai would be my ranking.
Yeah.
So, I never seen the Digimon movie, so I'm not going to put those in there. So,
well, yeah, the weird thing about the Digimon movie is that the way we got it here was like two OVAs put together. And then over there, all it was like, it was like two like TV specials. But, our war game is really sick. I do love, as part of like the Digimon canon, which it is, I love it a lot. So, but yeah, dude,
I really liked this one.
You know? Yeah, me too.
I think I would like to watch it again, just for shits and giggles.
I would too. I will say too,
it's also been a minute since I've seen The Girl Who Lived Through Time, but I love that movie.
Yeah, I had to rewatch that one too. I did watch that. I forgot a lot about it.
Oh, we should review it then. Because I feel like we all want to rewatch it.
We should leap through time and watch it. I know that there is a bike in that movie.
Okay.
That's all I remember, dude.
Oh, man. But anyway.
There's a bike and a hill and a train.
If you've seen Belle, let us know what you think. And let us know your thoughts. I'm very interested to hear. I'm always interested to hear your thoughts. That's another great thing about joining the Discord is you can come in there and just be like, hey.
How you doing?
Who sucked.
No, hey. How
you doing? I am done. I am waste. I am done.
You got to spell it all weird, too, in Discord.
Yeah, that's how Sen does it. They spell like A-W.
How you doing?
I am done. I am done. Hey, Louise.
Get a load of this kid's speech reveal.
This, you know what's really terrible is that Danny's Italian and we keep like making fun of like Italian accents and stuff.
Yeah, we're
and she's probably part of like she's probably part of the DeMeo crime
family.
Danny
is just Arthur fisting right now.
It turns out that Danny is part of the DeMeo crime family and she's gonna put a hit on us. Like she's like, my co-hosts suck.
Better watch out. Like, better watch out.
She's part
of the...
You
don't know who I know.
She's part of the Lippersetti crime family.
It's a well-known fact. Everybody in Italy is part of the mafia.
See, then again, I just did it again. I just made like a stereotypical statement. Like, oh, Danny's Italian? She's probably part of the mob. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Sam's half Asian? She's probably half good
Every
at
time Danny gets
Kung
out,
Fu.
Out of the car, she says, leave the gun, take the cannolis. Every time.
Danny, if it makes you feel better, I can make fun of Nick, too. Hey, Nick. Oh, you're white? I love Michael Jackson. There you go.
All right.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
No, just by making fun of Nick, you can just say, Nick looks like saltine crackers.
Yeah, saltine.
I wish. I still need to build up that Animal Crossing island.
He has to buy unsalted, because the salt
is Oh, that's right.
Spicy.
Yeah, they're
They are
spicy.
A little spicy. I made red beans and rice the other day, and I made sure not to add salt, because I did that with my chili one time,
dude,
and it was too salty.
That did look really good, by the way.
Dude, it's good. It's a good recipe.
Let me get the recipe.
Whenever you're making food, literally just don't add salt. Fucking don't add it, because it'll...
Listen to Nick. That's bad advice.
If you add too much salt to a dish, you're fucked. Like,
that's
it's
bad
inedible.
Advice.
You could always pepper it on at the end.
You can pepper on salt at the end.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Anyway. Yeah, let us know what you think.
Oh, dude, I'd be a salt and pepper shaker in the U. That would be my character.
Wait, which one's Nick? They both are. What are you talking about?
Depends on his mood.
Yeah. But yeah, that being said... Give it a watch, and then give this a listen, and then let us know. And hope you enjoyed this review. Thanks for listening every week. I love you guys. I love you very much. I've been Sam. That's been Nick. And that's been Danny. That's been Smokey. And this has been the Anime Summit Podcast.
How you doing?
Come on.
I hate both of you.